Well, the budget's passed in both houses last week, towards the end of the week. The House passed one and the Senate passed one. They're miles apart. They're very dissimilar. So this week, the conference committee goes in and starts working on the budgets and tries to come to a compromise between the two houses. They're several hundred million dollars apart, so it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of compromise. We'll see how that goes this week. But we got the individual houses work done on the budgets. So we'll see where it goes from there. Now, in the meantime, we start working on individual bills. Today's crossover day. So today the Senate will start working on House bills, and the House will start working on Senate bills.
Senator Fred Baldwin this morning on the Weekday Wake Up with a legislative update. Senator, let's talk about some of the bills you've been working on in committee. Of course, you serve on quite a few health-related type committees, chairman of the Senate Labor, Health, and Social Services. Any bills there that have passed out of the Senate that you sponsored that are now going over to the House side?
You know, the big ones that have passed out of the Senate side were a lot to do with volunteer fire and volunteer EMT recruitment. And we passed several committee bills during the interim, and those have passed now out of the Senate. We'll move on to the House. The House, on the other hand, has had some individual, like, insurance-related bills. We're hearing a couple. We heard one last week about pre-authorization. That has come over from the House side, but it's a committee bill. And today, we hear several more committee bills talking about insurance-related things and expediting the insurance process and making it more effective. And today in committee, actually here in just a few minutes, we have another firefighter bill regarding firefighter cancer testing. So a lot of insurance and health-related bills, and I say the firefighter and EMT and search and rescue-related bills, trying to take care of that void in the volunteer system that the whole nation is experiencing, not just our state. And those are the big bills that we're working on.
Senator, of course, the big topic that everyone wants to hear about, property tax bills. I understand there were about a dozen or more that were taken up by the Senate. What was sent to the House, and were there any that were not?
I believe right now we'll be hearing those on third reading today in the Senate, and I don't have the list in front of me, but I believe there are either three or four that we've distilled down that we will be sending on to the House. And the House, I believe, will the same way be sending us 4 to 6 bills from their side to distill it down to 2 or 3 and address the property tax issues in 1 or 2 more ways. So that'll come out to play here in the next couple of days. We'll see what's going to come out of both houses. But we certainly will be addressing property taxes because we can't afford not to. There's too big a jump and there's too many things going on in Wyoming. Just can't afford a big jump of property taxes. So we will be addressing that early this week.
Any specific bill or idea in regards to property taxes that you feel has gained the most traction so far?
You know, it seems as though both bodies are pushing towards, number one, a cap on the amount that property tax can increase in any given year, which is a big deal right now. In some cases, they've doubled or tripled or even more. But that's one of the methods, is to put a cap on the amount that can increase. And the other methods are, you know, cutting the tax across the board and just reducing the amount or percentage of property tax. Now, the unfortunate thing that comes with that is that's where school, cities, counties, that's where a lot of that money comes from, is property taxes. So we have to find a way to, you know, work that out, because we can't afford to disrupt our cities, counties, and special districts, et cetera, and especially our schools, if we cut the property tax. So that's the fine edge, if you will. We have to find that fine point to be able to keep everybody alive and everybody functioning.
Senator Fred Baldwin of Kemmer on the Weekday Wake Up. Senator, appreciate your time. Anything we missed you'd like to touch on today?
No, I'd just like to wake up this morning. I'm not quite with it this morning. I went up and watched state wrestling this weekend in Casper, and now I've got to catch up.
All right. That sounds good. Senator, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. We'll touch base next week.